takes a village. I'm sure you've heard that expression before about it takes a village to raise a child. Well, Jesus' baptism marks the first time that we experience Jesus as an adult. No longer a child under the care of his parents, Jesus comes to John the Baptist on the precipice of his public ministry. While the five short verses of the gospel reading focus attention on Jesus' baptism, it is important to honor the many people who made it possible for Jesus to arrive at this point. For Jesus would not have made it to adulthood, much less his baptism, without individuals and communities attuned to listening to God and protecting the vulnerable. Children in the first century CE experienced high mortality rates, with up to 50% of them dying before they reached the age of 10. Disease, poverty, infanticide, war, and malnutrition all threatened children growing to adulthood. And in addition to these threats, Jesus faced additional targeted imperial actions that could have led to his death. Yet his family, past and present, alongside complete strangers, with the guidance of the divine, protected him. Today's gospel narrative invites us to reflect on the communal nature of Jesus' baptism along with our own. It calls us to reflect on communities who have nurtured our faith journeys and the ways we are called to support others as the body of Christ. You'll remember that in a baptism service, there is a point where a question is posed to the gathered community of faith. And the question reads like this: do you, as a community of faith, promise that you will help to nurture and protect and teach your faith to this child or these children that are in your care? And if so, the response is, we will, God being our helper. Matthew's gospel opens with a genealogy. This genealogy roots Jesus in the story of the people of Israel from the beginning. Unlike the Gospel of Luke, whose genealogy follows Jesus' baptism, Matthew's account provides Jesus with a lineage traced through Abraham and David. And ultimately, this affirms Jesus' role as the Messiah. But the genealogy does more than merely trace lineage. It serves as a reminder of the stories and experiences that shape a culture, a faith, and a people. It provides reminders of stories of resilience, like Ruth's, and those of violence, like Tamar's. It also memorializes collective experiences such as the Babylonian deportation. It reminds readers of the stories we know much about, like Abraham's, and little about, like Asham's. These generations, complete with historical anomalies, remind Jesus that as he enters the Jordan River, he does so guided by the faith of ancestors who came before him. And similarly, our baptism connects us to Jesus along with the broader genealogy of creation. Lutherans recount their baptism liturgy in these words: we give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family. And through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. So you'll note that there were some similarities to the words that are spoken in our baptism, but we don't get into this whole lineage story there. So that's an interesting thing to make note of. Joseph. Remember Joseph? Joseph, who was convinced by a dream in which an angel appeared to him to take Mary as his wife, who later, in a dream, an angel's visit, took Mary and Jesus, and they went into Egypt, and then returned, and because again, Joseph, who had been warned or advised in a dream, took the family to Nazareth, so that they could avoid the political situation of the time. Joseph is acutely attuned to protecting and caring for Jesus multiple times, of course, leading to his baptism later. First, in Matthew chapter 1, Joseph follows those instructions of an angel of the Lord, taking the pregnant Mary as his wife. In spite of those societal pressures. And he again listens to an angel's instruction in Matthew chapter 2, fleeing with his young family to Egypt, protecting Jesus from Herod's massacre of children under 2 years old. And finally, in Matthew chapter 2, following guidance through a dream, Jesus settles his family in Nazareth rather than Judea, keeping a safe distance from the rule of Herod's son, Archelaus. Joseph serves as a reminder of the many family members, chosen or biological, whose actions ensure the safety and support of the most vulnerable. Joseph's actions invite us to pause and honor the often overlooked prayers and guidance that come from aunties and uncles, babas, elders, and others that are integral to our development. Those grandparents that are so wonderful. These individuals ensure that we, like Jesus, are able to live into the fullness of our call. And in baptism, sponsors, alongside parents, give voice and commit to these actions, promising to nurture these persons in the Christian faith as they are empowered by God's Spirit. The Magi highlight the protection of and care for Jesus provided by broader society. The Magi are unknown to Mary and Joseph. Nevertheless, these wise strangers protect and celebrate Mary and Joseph's child. The Magi ignore Herod's request and evade him on their return home, refusing to share Jesus' location with Herod. Such an act makes them vulnerable to imperial retribution. They understand the dangers of empire, but they chose to do what they can to honor this child and ensure his ability to grow into the role as the Son of God. As the saying goes, it takes a village to raise a child. So too, we remember that in our baptism, as the congregation promises to support and pray for the newly baptized, it is an acknowledgement of the commitment that the body of Christ makes to care for everyone within it. as witnessed by those who support Jesus. This is not only a spiritual practice, but a political one as well. As we recount in Jesus' baptism, it is a time to honor the many people who aided in getting him to the Jordan River that day, despite the threat of imperial violence and the power of cultural norms. May it invite us, in a time when children are being violently separated from their parents over immigration and being deported, and when transgender youth are being denied access to gender-affirming care, to consider the role of the church and community to protect the vulnerable and support them in living into who God has called them to be. I always think of Lady Gaga's song, Born This Way. Some of you may be familiar with that. I don't have the lyrics in front of me, but it's a testimony to affirming people for who they are. So if we support people living into who God has called them to be, we think of these words. By water and the Spirit, we are called, claimed, and commissioned. We are all called God's own, welcomed as children of God. We are claimed by Christ, united with Christ, united with one another and the Christian community of every time and place. We are all commissioned to Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice, and strengthened by the Holy Spirit for the work of the church in the world. Thanks be to God. May we go and make that so. Amen.